Pickup Country. It's time for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. Ken Simon with you here. Dave Faulkner, my partner, not joining me here tonight. He had other things that he needed to take care of. As always, we will actually start off with our COVID report. Unfortunately, here in Powell County, things are not necessarily great. Powell County has had its struggles for several weeks now. At this point, we have been in the red probably for a good 4 weeks, maybe even going on five at this point, to be honest with you. Again, our numbers continue to increase. Unfortunately, under those circumstances, the Powell County school system has actually gone back, in a sense, as far as implementing some additional changes the way things are currently going. But first, we'll get to the numbers for you. At this point, going back to Monday, there were 18 new cases that were reported on Monday. That made the active count 70 for Powell County. That brought the total case count to 1,259. 1,177 had recovered. And unfortunately, there have been 12 deaths associated with the COVID, but still 18 new cases on Monday. That in and of itself is a large number. We've not seen that number in quite some time now. We've had some single digits, but the fact that we actually ended up having 18 new cases, again, that were reported on Monday, those were big numbers. So then let's go to yesterday, Tuesday, May the 4th. There were 10 new cases of COVID reported. Fortunately, 10 individuals had met the criteria for recovery. So even though we ended up with 10 new cases, there were 10 people who had actually met the criteria for recovery. Again, still the fact that that number is at 70, you know, that's tough numbers in many respects. So we'll go on to today, Wednesday, May the 5th. 6 new cases in Powell County reported today. 8 additional individuals had met the criteria for recovery. So that gave us a total active count of 68 individuals here in Powell County. That brought the total case count to 1,275. Again, still fortunately, you know, remaining at those 12 deaths, no additional deaths to actually report. You know, again, when you look at those numbers, very alarming in a sense. Powell County has also been at the top in the state as far as the incidence rate. And that's basically the average number of new cases per 100,000 population. Powell County's current rate is 68.7, leading in the state in that category. Obviously, we have a very small population to speak of, only about 13,000 people that live here in the county. But when you have 70 people, that's still a large percentage of individuals who caused that rate to increase. So again, Powell County, 68.7. The next closest county is Robertson County at 47.7. So we're 21 percentage points above the second highest total. And then you drop a little bit more, Hickman County at 39.1 to go with that incidence rate. So, again, unfortunately for Powell County, the incidence rate and the number of cases is definitely high. In the state of Kentucky, overall, there have been total case count, 446,929 total cases in the state of Kentucky. Of that, 710 new cases across the state. So the state numbers continue to fluctuate. Obviously, this could be linked to any number of things. The fact that the weather is actually improving, people are getting outside more. The governor kind of lifted a mandate, if you will, as far as people being able to get outside, crowds of less than 1,000 for outdoor activities. Wouldn't necessarily have to wear your mask as long as people were kind of social distancing. So potentially, you know, that's an increase as far as the sports activities that are going on. People getting out more. People seem to be a little bit more lax in general terms. Whether people are at the city park, whether people are at sporting events, etc. But still, the 710 new cases. Of that 710, 176 of those new cases were for people 18 and under. So 18 and under, 176 of that total. Unfortunately, 10 new deaths to report across the state. That brings the total deaths since all of this started, 6,542. When you look at the age distribution, pretty even as far as the cases, the case percent. Most of them are in the teens, all the way from the 10 to 19 age group, almost 11%. The 20 to 29, 18.1%. 30 to 39, 15.4%. When you get to the 40 to 49-year-olds, 15.1%. The 50 to 59-year-olds, 14.4%. And then the 60 to 69 age range, 11%. So again, it's the percentages all the way from the 11% all the way up to the 18%. When you look, 20, almost 30% of the cases are between the 10 and 29. So a third of the cases hitting that younger age group at this point. So that's a little alarming in a sense as far as the number of young people that are being affected by this. At this point, again, it could be the fact that people are out. There are different leagues that are being played right now, whether it's soccer, softball, baseball at that younger age group, and that could be a leading factor into that. The positivity rate, let me see if I can't find it here. The positivity rate is 3.57% for the county here, or excuse me, for the state at this point. Again, the numbers continue to hover around that 3%, no more than 4%. It's kind of been hovering in that 3% range for quite some time. Again, the last thing we need is for these numbers to continue to increase under those circumstances of everyone kind of being a little bit lax under those circumstances. So obviously Powell County is experiencing that high rate of community transmission of COVID-19. So again, we want to remind everyone to wear a mask, and obviously make sure your mask covers your nose and your mouth, not only to protect yourself but to protect others, to stay that 6 feet apart from other people. At one point, you know, they were kind of saying that three feet in some circumstances, you know, might be sufficient, but obviously with our numbers being as high as they are, we need to continue to be diligent and try and keep that 6 feet apart distance in order to keep this going. Obviously avoid crowds, large crowds, and always, you know, wash your hands often, use hand sanitizer as much as you possibly can, and then again, kind of recapping just a little bit as far as going back to the Powell County schools. They are actually going to make sure that parents are aware that the buses, when they come by, will be checking student temperatures before they get on the bus, as well as at parent drop-offs, they will be checking temperatures as well. They did that some time ago, probably stopped before spring break, I guess early April, maybe the end of March. when they actually stopped doing that. And at this point, due to the high rate of incidents, going back to that, not that it's necessarily a catch-all or anything, but it's still an indicator that, you know, your child might not be feeling well, to take a high temperature. And at the same time, there's a, you know, potentially a stomach virus. I know different people have kind of been dealing with something along that line. So again, if your child is running a high temperature, if your child is not feeling well, runny nose, cough, etc., try to keep your kids obviously at home. We're at the nearing the end. I think there's only about 12 days left, maybe 11 at this point, as far as the end of the Powell County schools. So again, the last thing we want is to take away someone's ceremony, whether that's at the elementary school level, eighth grade for middle school, or even the seniors at the high school here, to, you know, have a large outbreak, if you will, and to cause those students to not be able to have their ceremony that's currently planned. Obviously, we're all very much aware that last year that was taken away. A lot of things were taken away from that group of seniors, which was so unfortunate for them. So cross our fingers, at least this group, you know, will be able to have a little bit more as far as some of the things that will be happening. But still, if someone ends up getting COVID at this point, basically you're going to miss the rest of the school year for those end of the year activities, whatever that might consist of, depending on what grade level your child particularly is in. So again, make sure that you're doing all that you can to wear the mask, social distance, wash your hands, sanitize, keep away, you know, from people as far as even in those outdoor groups. As everyone knows, we do the softball and baseball games here on WSKV for the Powell County Pirates and Lady Pirates. Again, with the weather, you know, improving, a lot of people outdoors, it still goes back to make sure that you're wearing those masks, make sure that you're trying to social distance as much as possible. COVID is still around, unfortunately. It's not going away anytime soon. It doesn't appear so. So make sure that even though you're outdoors, even though you're in that environment, you know, we all want to continue to enjoy the season and not have that taken away for these student athletes. And again, continue to do your part and make sure that this does not necessarily happen to our student athletes. So anyway, that'll kind of wrap up that part of it. We'll come back and talk about the Powell County Lady Pirates and the Powell County Pirates baseball and softball teams respectfully. And we'll go on and take a break here. You're listening to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
Ever think about this? 83% of customers who buy from Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram buy again. The reason? Great deals, great service, and a simple way of doing business. March is Ram Truck Month, and the all-new 2021 Ram pickups are priced to sell. Come see why the Ram is the truck of the year for 2019, 2020, and 2021. Come see why Tanner is the best place to buy. Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off the Mountain Parkway in Stanton.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like Phone Smart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless has a question for you. Would you rather pay $650 or $66 for a smartphone? If you think this answer is simple, then the Appalachian Advantage Plan is for you. Pay less upfront for today's hottest smartphones, and then pay just a few dollars more every month on the monthly bill. Many smartphones are $5 a month or less after you factor in the $20 discount from the Advantage Plan compared to the contract offering. Better service, bigger savings. That's today's Appalachian Wireless. Payment agreement required. See store for details.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
And welcome back. Ken Simon with you here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. As we will start first with the Powell County Pirates. Powell County Pirates, coached by Frank Spencer, have won four of their last five games. Have the Pirates to even their record to 9 wins and 9 losses on the season. And the Pirates have gotten things turned in the right direction for themselves. We'll go back to last Monday. Last Monday and Tuesday, the Pirates played host to Menifee County on the road at Menifee County on Monday, April the 26th. The Pirates ended up winning that game 10-5, did a nice job to get that victory on the road, and then followed up on Tuesday in that particular game as the Pirates ended up winning 17-7. The Pirates in that home match ended up taking an early lead in that one, and then Menifee County ended up bouncing back, and then the Pirates were able to kind of put the pressure back on again to extend their lead out. It was 11-7, and then the Pirates were able to score 6 runs in the bottom of the sixth to win that 10-run victory there over Menifee County. Again, the fact that the Pirates were able to take an early lead and then kind of hold off a couple of rallies by Menifee County shows a lot of character by these Pirates, especially to be able to score 6 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning to not give Menifee County an opportunity in the top of the seventh to come away with a victory under those circumstances. So Coach Frank Spencer has his team kind of rolling in the right direction, still kind of moving different people, different players around, give them opportunity to play. Pitching has kind of come on at various times for the Pirates where they've been able to get some nice pitching on the mound, but really I think for them the bats is really what's going to be a big difference for them. Obviously you want great pitching, you know, pitching in a sense wins a lot of games when you can shut an opponent down, but at the same time you have to be able to answer with those bats and to be able to put up 10 runs and then follow it up the 17 run outing against the same team. Pretty impressive in and of itself as far as the Pirates, and I feel like as well with Powell County that when they get an early lead, a lot of times it seems to give them a little bit more confidence. They seem to kind of embrace that role, if you will, of being the leaders at that point and then kind of holding things off, but they seem to get a little bit more confident. A lot of times when they get down early, they seem to struggle, maybe even chasing some pitches, not necessarily seeing the ball come to the plate like they normally would if they had that lead, because the pressure will be off just a little bit more. But nonetheless, a nice job of getting those back-to-back victories against Menifee County. And then they traveled on the road on Friday, April the 30th, where they ended up getting a nice win at Perry County Central. 8-3 was the final with that particular game. And when you look at the Pirates with that 8-3 victory for themselves, I think really anytime you can go on the road, anytime you can actually face off against a regional opponent, especially on the road like that, Perry Central has one of those top teams that you expect to see on a regular basis, at the top, if you will, of the region. And I think for the Pirates, really, when you have an opportunity to go on the road, face off against a team like that, come away with a victory, it's definitely very impressive. And if anything, you at least kind of give notice in a sense that you're a team to be reckoned with, if you're fortunate enough to make the tournament, as far as the 14th region tournament, coming out of the district play in a sense. But to be able to get that nice victory there at Perry County Central for the Pirates, again, very impressive. When you look at the Pirates, Kyle Nickel was on the mound during that one. He pitched five innings, gave up a couple of runs, three earned runs on that one. And then Austin Begley came in, pitched a couple of innings. He gave up no runs on that one. So in two innings, he was able to kind of come in and shut things down. So, again, when the Pirates have that pitching that seems to go really well for themselves, very nice under those circumstances. Then on Saturday, May the 1st, this past weekend, they played a round-robin tournament. The first game, they ended up facing off against Morgan County. The Pirates ended up winning that game 12-7. Going on the mound on that one was Ethan Hagnauer. He went five innings and ended up giving up two earned runs. So a nice outing for Ethan Hagnauer to get that. And then Cam Del Rosario, haven't necessarily seen him pitch so far this season, but he came in and pitched an inning, ended up getting a strikeout under those circumstances, so a nice job. And then Ethan King came in, pitched an inning. So the Pirates did a nice job of shutting down Morgan County to get that victory there again, 12-7. And then the second game for the Pirates, they faced off against George Rogers Clark over in Clark County. Pirates really struggled with that one, ended up losing 18-4 was the final in six innings, as under those circumstances, just couldn't quite get things going for themselves. But sometimes, you know, after you get a victory, maybe you relax a little bit, you know, feeling a little bit confident about yourself, and then don't necessarily put things together for yourself under those circumstances. But again, sometimes teams are on, you know, no matter what the pitch is, they're able to, you know, connect, make those pitches, et cetera. But Pirates actually, you know, started off really well. Ethan King ended up going 4 2/3 of an inning, ended up only giving up one earned run. And then at that point, then the Pirates kind of ended up falling apart in a sense as far as the runs, in a sense, as far as earned runs. But really, when you look at what the Pirates were able to do, again, just that competition, being able to compete against a team like George Rogers Clark, who over the last several years kind of has a reputation of being one of those strong teams as you go over towards the Lexington area. Again, the Pirates ended up dropping that one. But nonetheless, to win 4 out of 5 games here, kind of not necessarily mid-season, a little bit past mid-season, I guess, basically, a bit still. But to be able to, you know, get a weekend victory and then a loss. The Pirates have not played since that Saturday match, so they've had a lot of time to kind of get things going. They will have a big matchup coming up tomorrow night, as we will have that game for you, as they will play host to Estill County, a big district matchup. The Pirates ended up losing that game to Estill County. 9-5 was the final at Estill County. That was all the way back on April the 9th, so not quite a full month, but close to it as far as getting that key district matchup against Estill County. That will be a 5:30 start. Again, we will have that game for you. Looking forward to that one. Again, the Pirates got down early in that game against Estill County, kind of fought back, then gave up a couple more runs late for that Estill County victory. But the Pirates definitely capable of getting a victory tomorrow night, especially at home. Let's see how they respond, especially after having all this time off. Again, their last game was on Saturday, May the 1st. And then they will actually be away on Friday as they will travel to Breathitt County. Game time for that one is a 5:30 start. And then on Saturday, they will be at home against Wolf County. That's scheduled a 2 p.m. start time. And then on May the 11th, they will actually go away at George Rogers Clark. Game time for that one is a 5:30 start. So Pirates have some big games coming up here over the next week. Big one, obviously, against Estill County. And then I think the George Rogers Clark matchup, let's see how they respond. Again, after getting beat, let's see if they can't come back and do a better job there. And then next Thursday, it will be the Pirates as they will play host. I'm going to start all over again. Friday, May the 14th. I'll get it straight. They will play at Bourbon County, so that will actually kind of finish up the next week. So, again, the Pirates at home against Estill County tomorrow night. Then they will be on the road Friday night at Breathitt County, at home Saturday against Wolf County, away on the 11th, Tuesday at George Rogers Clark, and then away at Bourbon County on Friday the 14th. So again, the Pirates with that 9-9 record, again, the fact that they've won the 4 out of 5, trying to get things going as they kind of struggled back and forth a little bit early, ended up going, starting the season, 0-4. So the fact you go 0-4, now all of a sudden, since that time, that early start, now all of a sudden you've gone 9-5. You know, very respectful. Again, with a very young team here by Coach Frank Spencer. Starting with a lot of young players, getting a lot of experience for these guys, and really building for the future. In many respects, the fact that he has the caliber of players on his team, even going down into the middle school, a lot of good players coming up, so things should be looking really good going forward as far as the Pirates. Everybody staying healthy, everybody continuing to focus, continuing to develop their skill set, continue to get better game in and game out. Again, the future looks bright for the Pirates. Now, when we look around the region, Knott County Central sitting at on top, 11-6 is their record. Hazard coming in at 11-9. Perry County Central 13-10, Estill County 9-8, Letcher County Central 11-8, Powell County Pirates 9-9, Breathitt County 7-12, Wolf County 7-7, and then from there you have Leslie County, Jackson City, Owsley County, Lee County, Buckhorn, and Cordia, all kind of struggling, less than 4-11 on down the line, so only a couple wins for those teams, but still. The 14th region is wide open, as it usually is, to be honest with you, even though Knott County Central, Hazard, Perry Central, kind of those teams that are up at the top, Powell County Pirates as well as Estill County, able to make some noise going forward as far as within the region. So still a long way to go as far as all of these games, but nonetheless, by the end of the month, we will know kind of how things will pan out as it relates to the district tournament, and then obviously moving forward as far as the regional tournament. So let's go on and step aside here real quick. We'll come back and talk about the girls. Again, you're listening to the Powell County Sports Network with Dave and Ken.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
No matter your emergency, Clark Regional Medical Center is here for you. Dealing with emergencies is never easy when they happen. It's important for you to know that you have someone in your corner. Whether you're facing a medical situation yourself or a loved one needs immediate care, we're here for you 24/7. Our emergency trained staff puts patients first and never forgets about the family, communicating every step of the way through rapid treatment. No matter your emergency, Clark Regional Medical Center is here for you.
And welcome back. Ken Simon with you here for the Pike County Sports Network radio show here as we'll head to the girls' action. The Pike County Lady Pirates are 3-3 over their last six outings. They ended up winning against Lee County and Owsley County during that stretch. Got a couple of nice wins. Both of those were home wins. And then on the 26th, they traveled away at Wolf County. Ended up losing that game 11-0 in three innings. Wolf County has a really nice team for themselves there as the Lady Wolves with a nice record for themselves at 13-5, respectfully, on the season. And then, again, the Lady Pirates, sometimes you travel away or whatever else, and, you know, it can be difficult at times to go someplace and things not necessarily go right for you. But an impressive victory against Montgomery County, the Lady Pirates, back on Friday the 30th, as Lady Pirates ended up winning 5-4. Lady Pirates ended up trailing in that game. Actually led and then trailed as Montgomery County ended up coming back. And then Lady Pirates get to the bottom of the seventh inning. They find themselves trailing in that match, or excuse me, in that game. They were trailing 4-2, and with an opportunity to see if they can't pull one out. They were able to get three runs across. A very exciting game as they ended up getting a nice leadoff hit in that one going into that bottom of the seventh inning, as it was Madison Combs who led off in that inning. She got a nice hit, and then from there it was Macy Howe who ended up getting a hit. Carly Rogers ended up coming in, so the Lady Pirates kind of batted around Chloe Grader. When you look at the Lady Pirates, what they were able to do in order to manufacture some of those runs during that particular game, again, very exciting. The fact that they were actually down and were able to come back. And then to end the game, if I have my facts straight here, I believe it was Chloe Grader. Somebody had to correct me if I'm mistaken here. But she was actually at second, trying to make her way to third. A passed ball as she gets to third. Comes home. At that point, they throw the ball in. She gets tagged, or at least thought she got tagged. Then at that point, she kind of ended up going around. Well, Coach Faulkner's telling her to touch the bag, home plate. So she touches home plate. The official says safe. I thought maybe potentially they'd miss the tag in a sense. But what happened was on that passed ball, basically by the Lady Pirates dugout there on third base, because of the passed ball, the runner was able to advance, and that ended up being the winning run for the Lady Pirates. So a nice come-from-behind victory for them against a really nice Montgomery County team. But the fact that the Lady Pirates continued to battle, they never really got down. They continued to fight, left several on base. Sometimes, you know, when you get runners in scoring position, you're unable to get them across home plate. It can be a little bit frustrating in a sense, but they held in there. They made some great defensive plays, caught some nice balls in the outfield for the Lady Pirates, whether it was Cheyenne Gearhart, even over in right field and left field. Again, the outfielders did an outstanding job as far as being able to make some of those plays. Keely Anderson, left fielder, ended up doing a really nice job for the Lady Pirates in left field, using that speed. And then Kyra Terry over in right field. Again, a lot of times when that ball is hit, they use that speed, that quickness. They're able to react to it, able to get some, and then over at first, Macy Howe dug out a couple of low throws over there, did a nice job. And then even with Chloe Grader over at shortstop, sometimes the ball would be hit deep, and she'd have to backhand it. Couldn't necessarily make a throw, but still limited the player to a single to keep that in there. So Coach Faulkner has a really nice team. It's just a matter of them gaining a little bit more experience, if you will. Kind of have had their ups and downs, those struggles. But nonetheless, they continue to show signs of improvement. But then at times they can kind of regress, if you will, and not follow it up. So using the Montgomery County game as that kind of test, in a sense. So they come from behind. They win 5-4, only to follow up, and they go to Jackson City the very next day on Saturday, and they ended up losing 14-2, and that went in five innings. So as high as the highs can be, in a sense, you have to be prepared that very next outing in order to put things together for yourself. And unfortunately, they ended up not being able to get that done with Jackson City. Now, whether that's errors that, you know, occur, whether it's just not being able to hit, whether it's just Jackson City just came to play. Again, there's so many different factors in the game of softball and baseball. So many moving parts, whether it's the pitching, the hitting, no matter what the case is. It was just unfortunate that the Lady Pirates, under those circumstances, to get a nice victory and then to follow that up with a 14-2 loss to Jackson City. And then they ended up traveling on the road on Monday to Nicholas County. They ended up losing that game 11-5 at Nicholas County. So the Lady Pirates have actually lost two games in a row here. Again, they are 3-3 over their last six, as they will now travel on the road. Again, this week is even going up to the 10th, which is next Monday. They are on the road, so several away games. The Jackson City game was away. The Nicholas County game was away. So now they'll be on Thursday. They will travel to Lee County to face off against the Lee County Lady Cats, as Lady Pirates ended up winning that game at home 10-5. And then they'll follow that up on the 7th on Friday, as they will travel to Owsley County. And again, they ended up winning that game against Owsley County 13-3. So two big district matchups for the Lady Pirates coming up this week. Again, on Thursday and Friday, Lee County and Owsley County. Lady Pirates need to get those wins, in a sense, to keep themselves in that position to vie for that district title, as they will face off potentially against Estill County, depending on how that those two games go for the Lady Pirates. They don't necessarily have to play that game, depending on what goes forward as far as the Estill County game, but potentially that will be one that would be penciled in. It was originally scheduled, and unfortunately it had to be canceled due to the weather and or overscheduling, in a sense, I believe, on the part of Estill County. But nonetheless, hopefully that game can possibly get penciled in. And then the Lady Pirates will travel away to Breathitt County. Again, that will be Monday, May the 10th, and then they'll be back home. Their next home game will be on May the 12th. That will be a Wednesday game against Wolf County. More than likely, we will probably bring that game to you, since it's been a while since we've actually will have had a Lady Pirate softball game. So mark your calendar for May the 12th, as the Lady Pirates will be at home against Wolf County, and we'll have that game for you at 5:30. So again, the Lady Pirates traveling on the road, for being away for quite a stretch here, but hopefully they can get things going in the right direction, back on those winning streaks again, as they face off against Lee County and Owsley coming up on Thursday and Friday. Let's go on and step aside one more time here, and we'll come back and keep talking sports. Again, you're listening to the Paconi Sports Network.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Ridgeland. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Attorney Teddy Flint represents people in personal injury cases. Call for a free consultation. Remember, Teddy Flint only gets paid if you do. Attorney Teddy Flint, sponsoring radio broadcast of the Powell County Pirates. This is an advertisement. Court costs may be the responsibility of the client.
Your Stanton Ace Hardware has geared up for the biggest garden season in history. They've been reserving product for months to fulfill all the needs of their wonderful, loyal customers. They have an abundant stock of canning supplies, plants, and seed. Stop by Stanton Ace Hardware for all your lawn and garden needs. They practice safe social distancing, and masks are a must. Ace, the helpful place.
And welcome back. Ken Simon with you here as we will now switch it over to Major League Baseball. As a lot of action going on here. There's a lot of parity in professional baseball these days. It's amazing how everybody is basically hovering around that 500 mark. Very few teams above the 600% mark, in a sense, as far as the standings and all. So a lot of parity again. We'll start off with the National League Central. For all the Reds fans, a lot of Reds fans here in the area. The Reds are sitting in third place, 14-15 on the season, three games back of the St. Louis Cardinals, who are in first place, 17-12. They're just a half a game ahead of the Milwaukee Brewers at 17-13. The Cardinals had a game last night that was rained out and playing a doubleheader today against the New York Mets, thus the half a game lead over the Brewers. And then in fourth place, the Chicago Cubs at 3.5 games back, and then the Pittsburgh Pirates, 13-16. They are four games back in the National League Central. Then in the NL West, the San Francisco Giants, 18-12 on the season. The Dodgers, 17-14 on the season, a game and a half back. The Dodgers really kind of fallen off a little bit, 2-8 over their last 10 games. Even though they're just a game and a half back, they kind of had a nice lead earlier in the season, and that's basically dwindled as the Giants have actually really done a nice job coming up. Even though they're just 5-5, they've won games at the right time, if you will, to offset some of the Dodgers' losses there. The Padres, San Diego, a game and a half back as well at 17-14, them and the Dodgers in that mark. And then the Arizona Diamondbacks, 15-14, 2.5 games back. And the Colorado Rockies, 11-19, 7 games back so far. So again, a lot of parity, a lot of baseball to go. And then in the NL East, you have the Philadelphia Phillies, 15-15 on the season at that 500 mark. The Washington Nationals, 12-13, a half a game back. The New York Mets, 11-12, a half a game back. The Atlanta Braves in fourth place in the NL East, 13-16 is their record, 1.5 games back. And the Miami Marlins, 12-16, 2 games back. So there have been some COVID issues within the NL East. They've not necessarily played as many games. Some of the teams haven't. Therefore, that's why the standings, in a sense, are kind of a little bit askewed there. With the Phillies at 15-15, then you have the Mets at 11-12, and they're only a half a game back. Again, one of those teams that were affected by the COVID. But still, the Phillies, the Cardinals, and the Giants in first place, each one of their divisions there. And then when you look at the American League in the AL East, the Boston Red Sox, 18-12 on the season, 2.5 games over the New York Yankees, who come in at 15-14. The Tampa Bay Rays, 16-15. They're 2.5 games back as well. The Blue Jays, 14-14 at that 500 mark, 3 games back. The Orioles, 14-16 on the season, 4 games back. At today, Baltimore, though, one of the pitchers for the Baltimore Orioles, pitched a no-hitter, almost had a perfect game and had a wild pitch, but still to pitch a no-hitter with that one little bump in the road with the wild pitch, you don't see too many perfect games, so nice job there by Means. I can't think what his first name is offhand, but still pitched a no-hitter today up in for the Baltimore Orioles. Then in the AL Central, the Kansas City Royals, 16-12. Half a game up over the Chicago White Sox, 16-13. When you look at the White Sox, Tony La Russa, longstanding manager, started off in Chicago, came out of retirement. He's in his 70s, came out of retirement to coach the White Sox. He ended up leading the Oakland A's and the St. Louis Cardinals to some World Series championships. So he's back managing, doing a nice job with the young Chicago White Sox team. Again, they are in second place, 16-13, just a half a game behind the Royals. Cleveland Indians, 15-13, a game back. Minnesota Twins, 5 games back at 11-17. And the Detroit Tigers, their struggles continue, 8-22, by far the worst record in Major League Baseball. 9 games back already are the Detroit Tigers. You know, they've not been necessarily relevant in any number of years at this point. They used to kind of be a powerhouse in some respects, but have fallen on hard times, has Detroit. Again, those 9 games back. Then we'll go to the American League West. The Oakland Athletics, 19-12, best record in Major League Baseball at 19-12, a 613 win percent. Seattle Mariners, 17-14, 2 games back. Houston Astros, 15-14, 3 games back. Los Angeles Angels, 13-15, 4.5 games back. And the Texas Rangers, 14-17, with those 5 games back. Again, when you look at baseball, so much parity, a lot of talent that gets shifted around, a lot of young talent coming up for a lot of these players, or excuse me, a lot of these teams. But to me, in many respects, I like to see the parity. I don't necessarily like to see teams come in and completely just dominate. I like it to where it's exciting, you know, again, where you have those close games, you get down to the end of the season and any number of teams can reach the playoffs, where you're getting down to some of those last games in order to vie for one of those playoff spots. So to me, it's nice to actually see that where it is that parity, again, with all of those close games. With 30 games, they still have 132 games left. It's 162-game season, so a long way to go for the baseball teams. And then when you look at Major League Baseball, or excuse me, the National Basketball Association, a lot of people don't really pay any attention to the National Basketball Association, the NBA. A lot of people are tired, if you will, of the politics that's kind of involved in professional sports. A lot of people won't necessarily pay any attention. The NBA is one of those leagues as far as falling on hard times, with viewership really down a lot. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that people are not interested in hearing the political opinions of athletes. Not that they don't have a right to, but I think a lot of times people tune into sports in order to get away from the politics, in order to get away from the everyday grind of work and family and whatever else kind of is in everyone's lives. So you want to tune in and not be listening to things along that line. And I think people have kind of been turned off. Even with Major League Baseball, a lot of people, you know, will not be going to Major League Baseball games anymore, will not necessarily be supporting their teams. That could even be said about the Kentucky Wildcats. As far as the basketball team, I think people are almost, on one hand, don't want that political agenda, if you will, to kind of be within our sports world. It's there for entertainment purposes, not necessarily for political purposes, in a sense. And even though we all would agree that they have a right to do those things, sometimes we just like to step back, step aside, and allow those things to play out outside of that entertainment realm. But the NBA is kind of winding things down. Only a couple of weeks before the playoffs will actually start. When you look at the Eastern Conference, you have the Philadelphia 76ers, then the Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks have all clinched a spot in the playoffs, and then in fourth place in the Eastern Conference, the New York Knicks. When you look at the Knicks, Julius Randle, former Kentucky Wildcat, doing a nice, outstanding job for the Knicks. He's in conversations as far as being an MVP candidate at this point, but he's really doing a nice job up in New York. The Atlanta Hawks sit in fifth, the Miami Heat. Several players with a Kentucky connection on the Miami Heat. In seventh, the Boston Celtics. And in eighth, the Charlotte Hornets. When you look at the Western Conference, the Phoenix Suns, impressive record of 47-18. They've already made the playoffs. The Utah Jazz, the Los Angeles Clippers in third, the Denver Nuggets in fourth. Those teams have actually made the playoffs as well. And then the Dallas Mavericks in fifth, the Los Angeles Lakers in sixth, the Portland Trail Blazers in seventh, and the Memphis Grizzlies in eighth. The top eight teams will go to the playoffs. However, kind of a weird take this year as far as the NBA. They're actually looking for the 10th and I believe like the 7th place team and the 9th and the 8th place team playing against each other in order to kind of a win and you're in kind of mentality in a sense, almost like the NCAA tournament with those teams in a sense as far as like those 16 seeds kind of first round where you kind of have to win in order to like really kind of get into the tournament to advance. So that's really what the NBA is actually looking for under those circumstances. So again, if you're into the NBA, season is winding down. If you're into Major League Baseball, the season basically just kind of getting started, a long way to go. So let's go on and step aside here real quick. We'll come back and wrap things up for you here. You're listening to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protect Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protect Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
And welcome back. Ken Simon with you here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. I'm going to kind of switch things over to college athletics for just a minute as the University of Kentucky women's volleyball team ended up winning a national championship for their volleyball team. An outstanding season for them. Their first national championship, the first championship for an SEC team in women's volleyball. And if you ever get a chance, even as far as Palkenny Lady Pirates volleyball, which will start next August into September and beyond, volleyball is a very exciting sport. It's amazing, the athleticism of these players, the action in a sense. It's very quick paced. Again, if you have an opportunity Come check out the Lady Pirates when we get into the 2021-22 seasons, in a sense. But congratulations again to the University of Kentucky women's volleyball team for winning that national championship. And then also related to Kentucky, you have John Hood, who former UK Wildcat basketball player, who accepted a position at Missouri Western to be on their coaching staff. So a nice job for him. And then there are different reports coming out that the University of Illinois, one of the coaches on that staff, reports coming out that he is basically leaving Illinois to come to the University of Kentucky as an assistant. Chen Coleman will actually join Orlando Antigua. Both of them are assistants coaches at Illinois, and rumor is that they will both be leaving Illinois and coming back to Kentucky. Many people remember Orlando Antigua, he and Kenny Payne, when they were teamed up together, getting a lot of the top recruits when Coach Cal kind of first came on the scene. Obviously, at this point, Orlando Antigua ended up going on, became a head coach, kind of got in a little bit of trouble with some violations, if you will, and ended up landing in Illinois as an assistant, now looking to come back. Coach Kenny Payne with the New York Knicks. I have no doubt that he's been very instrumental as far as the success. There's several Kentucky players on that team as well up in New York, and I have no doubt that Coach Kenny Payne a lot to do with some of the success up there. So again, we'll see how things pan out as far as Orlando Antigua and Chen Coleman coming back to Kentucky to kind of head things up as far as recruiting actually goes. And there's so many players now as far as the transfer portals. It's almost too easy, in a sense, as far as all of these players able to kind of come and go, if you will, in and out of one school. They can leave, get in a transfer portal, go on and move. It seems like everybody's just kind of bouncing around left and right. Kentucky basketball still kind of in the hunt for any number of players. Be interesting to see how this upcoming season pans out when everything is kind of, all the slots are filled as far as the scholarships and all of that. But nonetheless, kind of an exciting time if you're follow recruiting, follow all these guys in these transfer portals come and go and going. Davion Mintz ended up announcing that he's going to enter the NBA draft. However, he has not hired an agent at this point, so he's actually looking to kind of test the waters, if you will, and see how that kind of pans out for him before actually signing with someone who is an agent to give up his final year of eligibility. And I think that's probably a smart move. And then switch it over to UK men's tennis. They are 15-0 on the season. They are hosting the NCAA tournament coming up. So they have a really good men's tennis team over there. We don't necessarily talk a lot about tennis. You don't hear about tennis. Be interesting to see if you know, anybody interested in starting a tennis team around these parts, in a sense. But you don't necessarily hear a lot of tennis. But nonetheless, the men's tennis team really doing a nice job. And then the NFL draft was last Thursday. Six players from Kentucky were drafted in the NBA. That was like number sixth, if I'm not mistaken, in the country as far as the number of players that were actually taken from one of the colleges. And in front of them, your Alabama, your Ohio State, your Michigan, you know, the true bloods, you know, the blue bloods, if you will, as far as at that level, the number of players taken from Kentucky. So Coach Mark Stoops, Vince Merrill, obviously a key component for that team. I think Vince Merrill is about like the Kenny Payne, if you will, for Coach Cal. I think those two men do an outstanding job making those connections with these players, with these families, able to evaluate talent, obviously outstanding coaches. Coach Mark Stoops and his staff obviously have a lot going for them, continue to climb up that ladder. He's done a nice job. Now, in the sense, just need to get over that hump, be able to get some of those key victories against some of those upper echelon teams, if you will. So So we'll see how that actually pans out going forward for both of those teams. So that'll do it. Again, we'll be on the air tomorrow night bringing you the Powell County Pirates versus Estill County, game time at 5:30. So make sure you tune into Pirate Baseball tomorrow night. So for my partner who's not here tonight, David Faulkner, this is Ken Simon. Thank you for listening to the Powell County Sports Network Live with Dave and Ken. Have a good evening.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts.
FM 104.9 WSKV.
Welcome to the Tim White Blue.